Hello, I'm Anna Basova, Head of Medical Affairs, HIV at GSK. On behalf of my co-authors, I will be presenting this poster on cardiometabolic health in people living with HIV using dolutegravir best regimens in the real-world TESLA study in Russia. The prevalence of obesity has increased globally, including among people living with HIV. Weight gain has been reported to be more pronounced after initiating of second-generation integrase inhibitors with tenofovir alafenamide compared with efavirenz and tenofovir disopraxil fumarate. Notably, regimens containing tenofovir disopraxil fumarate are preferred for first-line treatment by Russian Federation HIV treatment guidelines. The long-term effects of antiretroviral therapy, including two drug regimens on the metabolic health of people living with HIV, required further assessment. TESLA is a prospective three-year multicenter non-interventional real-world study of adults living with HIV in Russia initiating dolutegravir-based regimens. Here, metabolic health were assessed in the 24-month interim analysis in subpopulations of participants using either the two-drug regimen dolutegravir plus lamivudine or a dolutegravir-based three-drug regimen. In this 24-month analysis, 258 participants were using the two-drug regimen dolutegravir plus lamivudine and 621 were used dolutegravir-based three-drug regimens. As shown in Table 1, the majority of participants in both subpopulations had prior experience with antiretroviral therapy and had switched from the regimen containing a non-nucleoside reverse transcriptase inhibitor. As shown in Table 2, mean weight and BMI values slightly increased from baseline to 24 months in the dolutegravir plus lamivudine and dolutegravir-based three-drug regimen subpopulations. As adverse drug reaction of increased weight was reported in 12% of participants using dolutegravir plus lamivudine and in 5% of those using dolutegravir-based three-drug regimens. Figure 1 through 3 display the proportions of participants with clinically significant abnormalities or in metabolic-related biochemistry as determined by the expert opinion of treating physicians. In both subpopulations, the proportion of participants with clinically significant abnormalities in blood glucose were low at baseline and month 24. The proportions of participants with clinically significant lipid abnormalities generally decreased from baseline to month 24 in the dolutegravir plus lamivudine subpopulation. In the dolutegravir-based three-drug regimen subpopulation, the proportions of participants with triglyceride and total cholesterol abnormalities decreased, while those with low-density lipoprotein and high-density lipoprotein cholesterol abnormalities increased. The proportion of participants with clinically significant abnormalities in liver parameters decreased from baseline to month 24 in both subpopulations. Metabolic adverse drug reactions or serious adverse events were rare in both subpopulations. In conclusion, 24-month findings from the real-world TESLA study support a natural effect of dolutegravir-based regimens on the cardiometabolic health of people living with HIV. Weight change should be discussed within the context on an obesogenic environment and in consideration of effect on weight from prior antiretroviral therapy regimens. Tenofovir disopraxil fumarate and efavirenz have been associated with weight-suppressing effects. The two-drug regimen dolutegravir plus lamivudine was associated with decrease in the proportion of participants with clinically significant abnormalities in lipid, supporting the benefits of the regimen with few drugs. Data on efficacy and safety from the TESLA study are presented in poster P094. Thank you for your attention. Please refer to the poster for the comprehensive presentation of our findings.